go ahead and flip back to your very first sheet for your week 10 material, and don't be alarmed, it's not really official homework, but you do have some things that will provide some continuity and some encouragement for what the rest of the weeks ahead will look like. So first and foremost, and you know, we've talked about it, I'm sure your facilitators have commented on this as well, you do want to continue your play sessions. And historically, I feel that I've kind of championed that as what this particular sentence says right here. If you stop now, the message is that you were playing with your child because you had to, not because you wanted to. In other words, I was in this program, I knew the facilitator was going to want to see the video each week, so I did my sessions because it was part of the class, but now the class is over, whew, okay, good, I don't have to do play sessions anymore. And I know that's not really how we feel. I mean, some of you may say, gosh, it's gonna be nice not to have to do them every single week and upload it. I know it's a lot of work, so I know there might be some relief in saying, oh good, pressure's off a little bit. But I know that you're not only doing play sessions with your kids because you had to, but that is the unintended outcome and the implied message sometimes of stopping now, especially if your kids are just thriving and loving it and they're just soaking up the time and the attention and the use of your skills, and all of a sudden it just drops off. That can be quite devastating, it can be hurtful, it can make your kids feel that you were only doing it because you had to. So that is a part, and that's what I've historically said as far as why you should continue. However, I had a little aha moment pretty recently. I was meeting with a mom that was wrapping up with me, and it dawned on me that a big piece of this training and why it works and why it's effective and why everything ends up the way that it does, all of the growth and all of the change and all the outcomes that we see throughout this 10-week process, the biggest piece of the puzzle is the play session. And I don't think that I ever effectively communicated that before, so let me explain what I mean by that. It's so important for kids to have that playtime. We, as play therapists, understand the power of play. I'm sure a lot of you understand, you know, the process and how important it is for kids. It's the way that they learn about the world, the way they communicate, their natural processing of life. But here's the thing. Nationwide average for number of play sessions that a child needs before they effectively work through the bulk of what they needed to process is 20 play sessions. You've at this point done 7. So you're not even quite halfway done with the number of sessions that a child needs to fully address everything that they need to work through. So if you stop now, and if at the 7 session mark you stop doing play sessions, you're actually preventing your child from continuing the work that they need to do. Because those play times are therapeutic. Those play times are the child's time to regulate behavior, develop self-esteem, develop responsibility, make decisions, practice choice giving, all of the things that we've talked about. That is when the child is able to do that. And that is the time set aside and reserved for the child's therapeutic change. So with all of the investment, with all of the time, with all of the energy you've put into this, stopping now is essentially, you know, learning halfway to swim and then saying, oh, I think it'll be fine, but you didn't complete the training. So you want to make sure that your child has more play sessions, because 7 on average is not enough. 20 is average. So we're looking at 13 more play times before the child can fully resolve whatever they need to work on. An addendum, and in combination with your child's need for these, those 30-minute play times are your practice as well. And I believe at this point you're probably using these skills just in all day, every day parenting moments. And that's so encouraging. That's what we always hope for. So I believe that's probably true for a lot of you. But the less support you have, meaning if you don't have the weekly meetings, if you're not kind of always having it talked about on a weekly basis, it's easy to forget and it's easy to slide back into old habits. So it's also your practice time. So when you sit down for those 30 minutes, you can do anything for 30 minutes. That's what we've challenged you all along. Look, Don't worry about limit setting throughout the week, but definitely set limits in the play session if they're needed. Hey, if you forget about choice giving the whole week, definitely spend that 30 minutes doing choices. Same principle here. The more you do these and the more you continue, it's your weekly practice. You can't be a great pianist if you don't practice. Can't be a great tennis player if you don't practice. This is your practice. This is your child's practice. So cutting it off now is actually a disservice to both of you, not only because your child may feel like, oh, well, they were only doing this because they had to, and we would never want that, but we certainly don't want to rob your child or you of the opportunity to continue doing the work that you've already been doing and allow that journey to fully complete. So my encouragement to you is plan for at least 13 more. The good news is you don't have to videotape them every single week anymore. You don't have to upload the videos every week anymore. You don't have to plan to meet with your facilitator every week anymore. So you are getting a lot of your time back. But you're used to doing that 30-minute playtime. Keep it on the schedule. Keep it as a part of your weekly process. It is so impactful and helpful for you and your child. So I'm pushing that hard on purpose. Please continue. I don't want this to fall short if everybody slides back into old patterns. And the way that you prevent that is continuing those special playtimes so that your child gets the therapy piece that they need, you get the practice that you need, and everybody continues in that healthy trajectory. So please keep going. Now, as an added level of possibility, a lot of you have more than one child. So if you've been working with your one child of focus, it's also an opportunity to start doing play sessions with one or more of the rest of your children. Now, I will let you know, it is pretty hard. Let's say you have three kids, it's hard to do three play sessions a week. So be aware of realistic expectations. You may want to finish 13 more weeks with your child of focus and then plan on 20 weeks with another child and then plan on 20 weeks with another child. You're essentially looking at about a year's worth of play sessions. If you have three kids and you're gonna do 20 with each, you're looking at a little more than a year. So yes, it's a commitment. Yes, it takes time. But now that you have the skills, really all you're setting aside is 30 minutes to play. It's far easier now that you've been through the training than when you started. So you're used to Sundays at 2. Keep that Sunday at 2 to 2:30 blocked for a year, and then you can just finish 20 with one, go to 20 with the next, and make sure that all of your kids get the benefit of this. If you have older kids, let's say 11 and up, you can tweak this curriculum to be an activity-based time instead of a playtime. And there's a separate manual for it, different language, but the concept is the same. You set aside 45 to 60 minutes with your older kids and you do an activity together. Skills are the same, interaction is the same, it's just not a toy area setup. It's you can choose for us to do a puzzle together or you can choose for us to ride bikes together, which do you choose? And that is also really helpful for your 11 and up children as well. So continue with your current child. If you'd like to plan to do it with your other children, please do that. That would be very helpful for your relationship with them. And you don't want them to feel left out either. It's really hard for kids to watch one of their siblings get something that they don't get. So it would be really impactful and helpful to say to your other child, I'm gonna do more sessions with this current child, but when I'm done, you're gonna get your turn. It's very helpful and it means something to them when they feel that you want to spend time with them too. So don't stop now. You've come way too far to get slack and say, okay, who needs to do play sessions anymore? Keep going. They're really that important. And finally, we want to continue to support you. We want to be a resource for you. As always, the videos will remain. You can log in and rewatch. The material will remain. You can log in and read over it again. But we want to continue to support you. So when you meet with your facilitator in your group this week, we will process with you what kind of follow-up you would like. So we can plan to email you at a specific time in the future. We can plan to have another virtual meeting at another time in the future. We can set up a private Facebook group. We can set up a chat. There are lots of ways that we can continue to support you. If you feel connected to the other parents that you've been in this training with and you want to maintain a relationship with them, there are ways to stay connected. And our goal at the Kid Counselor Center and as a part of this training is to make sure that you feel supported long-term, you feel encouraged long-term, and that you are set up for success. So talk about that with your facilitator. If you have some ideas, if you have something you'd like to throw out, we're happy to hear it. We want to support you. What I've done in the past, I've often planned a follow-up meeting. I've planned a follow-up call. I've planned a follow-up email. There's lots of ways to just check in, see how things are going. It provides some accountability. You know that we're going to be checking in with you in 4 weeks, so you're spurred to continue those play sessions. And it also just makes sure that if things come up, if new struggles emerge, if you forget how to effectively use one of the skills, it just provides that backbone of everybody is here trying to make sure that this is going to go in the direction that it has been all along, and that you will continue to see the growth and the change that you've been working so hard for. So let us support you. Tell us how that is going to work best for you, and we will make sure that we continue to have a relationship with you, even though it won't be a weekly one. We still want to be here for you and make sure that we're offering support in any way that we can. So thank you very, very much for being a part of this. This has been an amazing opportunity for us. We love this training. We love our families. We love our kids. And this has been an amazing process for us to be with you on this journey. Thank you for trusting us. Thank you for trusting this program. Thank you for trusting the process. We know it is not always easy. And at certain points in the training, sometimes it feels like I have no idea where I'm going or what I'm doing. But you made it, you did it, you got to the end. Celebrate that, feel the success and the accomplishment in that. You should be very proud, and we've been honored to do this with you. So thank you for participating in CPRT. Thank you for being a part of the Kid Counselor Center and Play Therapy Parenting. And we will look forward to seeing you again soon in whatever capacity that will be. Thanks so much. Bye.